Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Galatians 5, the verses 1 to 6. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I will say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. My theme for reflection is freedom that loves. Freedom that loves. There is a tender irony in the way we handle freedom, as though it were both a gift and a burden we have not quite learned to carry. We long for it, fight for it, and celebrate it, yet the moment we receive it, we often rebuild the very structures that restrict us again. It is like finally getting a day off, only to fill it with so many tasks that it feels like work all over again. If I am honest, I recognize myself in this pattern. Even when I am given the gift of rest, set aside in the rhythm of each week and generously scattered throughout the year, I find it difficult to truly step into it. There is always something to do, something to attend to, some responsibility calling my name. And so, what was meant to be freedom quietly becomes another form of labor. In Galatians 5:1-6, the Apostle Paul writes to a community in crisis. The Galatian Christians were being influenced by teachers who insisted that faith in Christ was not enough, that they must also observe the Jewish law, especially circumcision, to truly belong to God's people. Paul sees this not as a minor theological adjustment, but as a fundamental distortion of the gospel. For freedom, Christ has set us free, he declares, and then adds the urgent warning, stand firm and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. This is not merely about ancient religious practices. It is about the human tendency to turn relationships into regulation. The law, as Paul has urged or argued, reveals sin but cannot save. To return to it as a means of justification is to misunderstand grace entirely. As Martin Luther famously wrote, a Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all. That paradox captures Paul's vision. Freedom in Christ is not autonomy from God, but liberation into love. Paul's language is striking. To rely on the law for righteousness is to be severed from Christ and to have fallen away from grace. Why such strong words? Because grace and self-justification cannot coexist. Either we trust in what Christ has done, or we attempt to secure our standing before God through our own efforts. The latter may feel religious, but it ultimately leads to anxiety, comparison, and spiritual exhaustion. Scripture confirms this balance. In Titus 3:5, we are reminded that he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his mercy. Yet this grace does not produce passivity. It gives rise to what Paul calls faith working through love. True freedom is not inactivity. It is love-driven action flowing from a heart transformed by grace. This message is both deeply relevant and quietly confronting in our time. Many of us still live as though God were a demanding supervisor rather than a loving father. We measure our worth by performance, our spirituality by consistency, and our relationship with God by how well we keep up. The result is often a subtle form of slavery, doing the right things but without joy. Paul invites us into something better. Freedom in Christ means we no longer serve out of fear, but out of love. It means we stop trying to earn what has already been given, and it means we begin to live from grace, not toward it. So where does that leave us now? It brings us back to something simple but not always easy, paying attention to why we do what we do. It is a quiet moment before a decision, a small internal check that asks whether we are moving out of habit, pressure, or something more alive. Think of the difference between someone who shows up because they feel they have to and someone who shows up because they want to be there. From the outside, the actions can look identical, but underneath, they are worlds apart. It also invites us to loosen our grip on the need to prove ourselves. A lot of us carry that weight without realizing it. We measure, compare, and keep score in subtle ways. But there's a kind of freedom in setting that down, in accepting that the work of being made right is not ours to complete. When that sinks in, even a little, it changes the tone of everyday life. There is less strain, less performance, and more honesty. And slowly, almost without noticing, the center shifts. Fear and guilt lose some of their hold, and something steadier takes their place. Love becomes less of an abstract idea and more of a lived impulse. It shows up in patience that wasn't there before, in generosity that doesn't ask for recognition, in choices that feel less like duty and more like alignment. Not perfect, not constant, but real enough to reshape the direction we are heading. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I still trying to earn God's acceptance rather than receive it? Number two, how can I allow my faith to express itself more fully through love today? And now, our simple exercise for the day. Choose one act of service, encouraging someone, helping a neighbor, offering forgiveness, and do it consciously as an expression of gratitude, not obligation. Let it be faith working through love. Gracious God, you who have set us free in Christ, deliver us from every form of spiritual slavery. Teach us to live not as those who strive to earn your love, but as those who have already received it. Fill our hearts with your Spirit, that our faith may be alive, active, and shaped by love. And may our lives reflect the freedom, joy, and grace that you have so generously given. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.